call. That is my clue to say once again, welcome you to the Master's Call, TMC. At this time, would you be so kind as to join me for a word of prayer? Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this morning, truly humbled, truly thankful, truly grateful, for this is the day that you have made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad. We love you this morning, and we thank God for the founders of this call and ministry, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you continue to bless them, their families, their ministries, their businesses, all that you have called them to. We thank you, Father God, for the entire TMC family, the Diaz de Leon family, our artist life distributors worldwide. We thank you, Lord God, that this is the day that we come and we start our day with you. We ask right now, Father God, that you bless the speaker. We ask that you bless their vocal cords. We pray in the name of Jesus that there will be no drop calls, no incidents or accidents, but that they will be able to flow in the Holy Spirit, and that they will bring forth what you have given them to give to us. Let us not only have ears to hear, but hearts to receive and a mindset to be obedient to your word. We love you today. We bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the tag today for this Thursday is, I love the Lord, for he has heard my cry. It has been a pleasure and an honor to greet you this morning. I pray that you will receive the word with joy today. And at this time, it is my distinct honor and pleasure to turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Ada. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, our beautiful prayer general. Please take it away.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Ada, for seating and greeting everyone with the joy of the Lord in your voice this morning. We so appreciate you, and we definitely love that tag. I love the Lord, for he heard my cry. Amen, amen. And good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. We're so thrilled that you have joined us this morning here on the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunications sanctuary. My name is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Ada, want to say welcome to the Master's Call. Now, you know, if this is your first time here, you are in for a treat because we believe in praying together every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific. So invite someone to join us as we come before the Lord each Monday through Friday. We're so grateful that this call was called and started, rather, by two dynamic, devoted, and I tell you, anointed and appointed women of God. And it started back in October 2010 through these anointed and appointed women of God. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples. And then we have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle. We're so grateful that they are tenacious in continuing this call day by day. Now, also, we have a scripture that we stand on, and it is Psalms 88:13, where it says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, we also have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we have been told that many accepted the Lord through this call. So we're so thankful that God uses this call to bring people closer to him. Now, if you want to be a part of our family and a part of this great ministry, please contact us because we are wanting people to join us and be a part to bless others. And you can send information to info@themasterscall.net. And also you can send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to info at themasterscall.net. Now, we also have a website. You can go back there and check it out. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see where the bios of our speakers, as well as all of the messages from 2010, believe it or not, are there. And what I love is our theme. We have our theme is in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Amen. Well, you know, what really started this call was we were, many of us were a part of a dynamic company called Artists International, which is now Artist Life. And it is a health and wellness company that's given, I tell you, we help give up products and bless people with products that are restored and helping with their health. And we're so grateful to God that this company came up over 25 years ago. And here we are still producing and promoting and telling people about these wonderful, wonderful products. So if you want to know more about information about this wonderful company, it go to the new Morning Motivational Call, which comes up right after this call, and that number is 712-432-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. That's 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294-617#. Or you could get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm sure they will be able to give you more vital information about this wonderful company. Now, we're excited because we, all roads are leading to Extravaganza in Los Angeles, California, March 3rd through the 5th. So it's not too late to get your tickets, which are only $44. Get your tickets. Go to the back office. Get your tickets. Get your plane ticket and join us at the Artist Extravaganza, which is March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We are looking to see your face in the place. Amen. Well, listen, I tell you, we got so much going on because we do have the new morning motivational call that comes on right after this call, which I mentioned to you. But what we're going to do is get out of the way because we know we have a word coming to us from on high. And we're so thankful that God delivers each and every day. So what I wanted to do is introduce you to a young lady who is a part of this ministry, and she is none other than Minister Cynthia Cox. She is Honorable Cynthia Cox, who entered the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee member. In 2008, she was elected as the 79th AD female district leader and has held her position as such for the past 7 years. Minister Cox serves as DC-37 union member and a board member of a number of charities and business groups. As an active NAACP, that's what it is, Bronx Branch member and New York State chaplain, Minister Cynthia focuses on advocating for families within the 79th District on issues of social services and economic needs and her goal of implementing self-efficiency. In addition to her advocacy positions, she sings gospel at the AME Zion Church on the Hill and is the floor captain of Concourse Village, as well as an entrepreneur. She is a vivid entrepreneur with Artists International, Artist Life. She believes in the products. She works those products, and I tell you, she shares those products. Honorable Cox holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary and is a graduate of the New York PD Citizens Police. Guess what? She can arrest people. Yes, she can. Honorable Cox is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurship program. Minister Willer calls her our directional sister, and I'd say she's a little piece of leather, but guess what? She's well put together because she is a vivid, tenacious woman of God who goes forth and do the work, not just talk about it. She does it. So I'm getting out of the way and introduce to some, present to others, none other than Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Are you there, Minister Cox? The Honorable Cox.
Yes. Thank you, Mrs. Venturell. I really appreciate you. And sometimes I hear that, and I say, no, are they talking about me? And some things I have to add there, too, because it's going on my ninth year as a district leader because I won in September, so I'm grateful for that.
Praise God.
Want to say thank you so much for all that you do. And Minister Ada Grace, I think you must have been looking in my house. I had to say I thank you for seizing the greenness. And, I also is going a reading from 116. And somehow last evening I had to go to with the police. They had a program that I need to attend, and this about our community. Well, they were just talking about the new ceasefire. And somehow I found out when they said the precincts, they said both of mine. And I'm like, what? So that means they want you to go out and connect with the community, connect with the gang group and what they're doing. And I said, I'll bring them to Christ. That's where I would, that would be my take on dealing with that. But anyway, thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. Sometimes I just have to smile. And then one lady told me on the union the other day, she said, Miss Cox, you certainly do a lot of things. I said, it wasn't me, it was God. He just gave me the vision, and I just didn't sit back. I just continued to soar. And that's what he has for all of us, but we must take time out to understand what he's sharing with us and do what we have, and God is good. And I just want to say, giving thanks to Dr. P.K. Robbins and Dr. Vanessa Williams over there. Their vision for this TMC call. I would not be doing what I do if it hadn't been for them. Lord, I just keep thanking them every day, and I'm growing, and I just thank God. I can't thank them enough. And I also thank the Diaz de Leon family for bringing us all together with this beautiful opportunity, which was International Artist Life. And I have to say, give thanks to my upline, Mr. Diamond President Reggie Flanagan, he continues to call and call, and I was very busy. But I thank God every day for this opportunity to come before you this morning. And I won't be before you long, but I just want to come by and say that what Minister Ada Grace was saying, I love the Lord. That's my song from this morning. I love the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, in my own human effort, I cannot make this ministry happen. I am totally dependent on you. Lord, I ask you totally to be in my life this morning to help me to maintain and grow, and that anything that what they hear that is not from me but from you, that you live in me. Father God, you give me the strength to move forward. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen, amen, amen. Like I said, it won't be before you long, but my subject today is when God delivers you from life-threatening situations other than the circumstances. That reading from 116, 1 through 9, which, I'm not going to be able to read it all, but somewhere, like I said, get your Bible that you can just read it. At another time, you can sit down and read it. So I'm saying, making bold confession, I love the Lord. That's powerful. Because he heard your cry for mercy. He listened to your needs. Because you pray to him with confidence as you live. C says before, because he cares about your drive, circumstances, and your faith. God cares about your pain and anguish and your troubles and sorrows. Lord, I just say I have to be strong with this, because as they asked me when I shared with me last evening, I said, I don't think I'm strong enough to go up against the gang guys. I don't think I could do that, but you don't know how God would put you in place. I was there for a reason. God heard and despair and to cry to help. Your urgency to plead for the deliverance. So they have a need, and God give us all the vision to move forward, and I thank him. And I don't know where this is going to take me, but if I have to go out and help them, I will. I will do what I can because our community is suffering, you know, suffering right now, so we need to keep them in prayer. I'm going to read the scripture. I'm going to go 1 through 4. Says, love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplication. 2 said, because he has inclined his ear unto me. Therefore, I call upon him as long as I live. 3 says, the sorrow of death compassioned me, and the pain of hell gate hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then for a reason, then I call upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, beseech thee, deliver my soul. Amen, amen. You know, just to think about what God, what I said in my subject said, when God deliver you from a life of threatened situation or dare out there to circumstances, Lord, it's been good to me. That some of some points in our lives, most of us will have to close call with death. Many battle life threatened illness such as cancer, heart disease. Where we got our artist product, we can help them. Help others, but if everybody willing to be open. I was last evening, two morning, brother, I went to a meeting I was supposed to go to, and I went to a nursing home, and when I look in the nursing home, it makes it makes you cry because, or you just look and you say, Lord, what we have here, and then when you try, if you cannot come to a nursing home to share with them about the products because they're not trying to hear what you said on that point. But I ran into a lady. They had a health fair there, and I had a lady, and she was dealing with diabetes. Of course, my antenna went up, and I just went on to share with her, and we was talking, and I let her do her talking. So she gave me a brochure on diabetes and what it does, and, you know, of course, we at ours, we have that. So, you know, it's always information so important. So I went and I gave her my information. Oh, I had a coffee with me. So, you know, I took the coffee out and shared it with her. She said, really? You know, sometimes I think the community that don't want to see us get people healthy. So I was shared it with her. She was so impressed. She said, do you have a website? Sure. I had a little card with everything on it that, you know, that goes in that coffee. So that was a beautiful thing. And I was so grateful. And I walked away feeling good. Other will involve an accident that could prove and fail. But we have something like here right now. We are so grateful that what we have here, it would only take you to another level. For some, there is bushes, there is death, maybe violence attacks. That's when we're coming back from dealing with that we want me to be introduced to that part where they cease fire, that's where the gangs are. So I asked them, maybe they need some help there. We need to try to help our young people because, you know, I think that somewhere people didn't go, I would say take it to the Lord because I was raised with my grandmother. We had to go to church. We could not stay in their home without being in the house of the Lord. So I don't know how everybody could live with that, but this is another day and time. So the Lord has truly protected me from all potential dangers at one time or another. I will do this in the future. In fact, I'm probably not even aware of the same time God protected us from a situation that could have claimed our lives. Oh, God, that's what I said. Psalm 116 said the testimony is grateful. Man whom God has delivered from death, that's verse 8, reads, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from falling. Amen. Amen. He tells of his bush and the grave and how he cried out to the Lord, hear despair and pray and save me. While we do not know, but the scholar says that the author of Hercules certainly details in Psalm 116, it matches the experience of suffering and terminal illness. God answered prayers. He gratefully, and you don't know when he's gone, but he'd be right on time. Read it from Isaiah, if you can read it another time, Isaiah 38:1-5. You know, we can also understand that the fact that God can deliver us from our life-threatened situation, we have to also do something ourselves. We also got to help ourselves in a way. when we repent and receive Christ as the Lord delivers from spiritual death. Whoa, Romans 6:23. That's where you can read that another time. There's just so much going on. Minister Ada, I got up this morning early. I don't know, I just couldn't sleep, because when you know you have to minister, you can't sleep because God wakes you up. He wants you to get up and prepare yourself that you may go forward. As John explained, we pass from death into life, and we share God's for him. Thankful, song set noble example how when we experience in God's deliverance, when God deliver our life from threatened situation, we sometimes understand, making a bold confession, I love the Lord. I love the Lord with all my heart. And I just want to say, one time I was driving, I was supposed to be going to church, but I went another way. I went to City Island, and I was supposed to be going to church. But, you know, God got a way of bringing you back to him quickly if you understand the Spirit. And that time I was really almost to see death myself. But it might not, it was like God is good. So I confessed I love the Lord. I've confessed I love the Lord every day I get up. In the morning I get up, and before I start my day, I said, Lord, I love you. Thank you. What do you want me to do today? See, making the bold confession, I love the Lord, is the grateful songs begin with testimonies, moving and hearing a statement. I love the Lord. Verse 1, because God has said his life, his heart overflowed openly with passion to the Lord. The complete Lord God is good to us. And do we always say we thank God in the morning? Do we all get up and say we thankful? We are thankful for waking up this morning. We're thankful for our lives. We thank you for just showing us the way. And, you know, I just want to say my business partner, Ms. Ernestine Jackson, had to have cataracts moved Valentine's Day. And so that's why I say when you have your health, you got everything. Without your health, there's nothing going on. That's why you get up and you be thanking God. You can't stop thanking him. Psalms 116, progress about, thanking God, future, loving him. You can read 12 through 14, 17 through 18, and I could, you know, go and read some of these things, but I just don't want to time. And when you're on this call, you don't have a lot of time, so you have to do what you have to do. And reading from 12 says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? 13 says, I would take cup of salvation and call upon his name. Amen. 17 says, I will offer to the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. 18 says, I will pay my vows unto the Lord now and present of all his people. Amen. I just can't thank him enough, because we have to think about that. When you woke up this morning, did he give you your eyes to see? You get on the floor, because my pastor said sometimes he used to be able to turn around and jump out the bed, but now he has to move a little slower to get up. I told him he has to get some Levi, he'll be okay. Because he heard you cry in mercy, he listened to your voice. And reading from verse 1 and 2, that what I read before, Lord, love the Lord, flood, and the songs hear hearts of obvious reason. God has grace, hear his supplication, cry to mercy to him. Lord, we love you, we love you. The honking of the responsibility, earning pleading from the one who helpless is the root of Hebrew word mercy, which means bending and stooping in the kindness of inferior. When dying songs beg God to help him, Lord, pay attention and respond to me and deliver me from the threats of situation. B said, because you can pray to him with confidence as long as you live. That's verse 2 that I read earlier. When the song's urgent cries brought about the response from the Lord, his confidence in God surged to a new level. Oh, God, incline his pitcher. Stretch me, Lord, stretch me. Bend me down heavenly to listen to the man despair. As long as the song lives, he continues to call the Lord. But now, for he knew the experience that God heard his prayer. So God God hears your prayer. You might not think he does. He does. He might not come, like they say. He might not come when you want to, but he's right on time. I know. I experienced it. Oh, my God, I experienced it. I said sometimes you think that I had a situation earlier this weekend, and sometimes you have to just sit back and just wait on the Lord. Just stay still, as I went to my classes where they say when things are getting a little too tough, just stop. And just stay still and say, no, the Lord is working for you. I said to them, I said, you know what, and asked them, and they said, when I went to get my, you know, to the beauty salon, she said, you're a little tensed. And so, you know, I guess when people are doing your hair, they can tell you, you know, a little tensed. And I was like, oh, God. So, you know, when someone says it to you, that makes you aware that, you know, like, let's calm down here. I had to just take it light. Because he cares about and their circumstances and faces. Verses 3 and 4 that I had read for us. Psalms did not even reveal the specific circumstance he faces. Whether serious illness or some other situations, whatever affects you severely has fear to his life. The sorrows of core of death were straight and breathing. For God loves you. He gave you everything. He gives you everything every day. So if you understand how he works, you will understand this Psalm 116. 116, where I said 1 through 9, 1 through 19, just take time out to read it. As God loves you, he's there for you no matter what, no matter what situation it may be. I think that sometimes we understand that when we're doing the calls and everything, it takes time. But one thing I have to say, we thank God for he woke us up. We can be able to do what he has us to do. I look at Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. Oh, I said, I tape her so I can sit back and listen to her other times. When, you know, when you're busy, you just want to listen, keep listening, because she put some powerful things. And Dr. PK, oh, they both is off the chart. You understand? Those ladies, I truly know how God called them to be this calling, and they are definitely has made it an impact in my life. And I just thank God for them because of what they have came to this call called TMC, the Master Call, and the Parable Warriors. All of you get something from all of you guys, something that we get from all of you. And like Grateful Song say, you should be open and confessing love for the Lord. When God has done something special for us, healing us, loving one another, and meeting despair, we need to answer
Amen.
In the emergency prayer. Father God, we thank you for all that we do, Lord. We thank you, we thank you. Oh, Lord, let me just say, let me in closing, we say, thank you, Lord. God, make a confession. I love you. I'm back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox, for talking to us and letting us know that loving the Lord is definitely not in vain. And I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us another opportunity to glorify and honor your holy and precious name. We thank you, Father, that you have breathed into us once again the breath of life to just exalt your name. And we thank you, Father, for providing it for everyone on this call in such a manner, Lord God, that they will go forth and do the work that you called us all to do. We thank you, Lord God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. Strengthen them, keep them, preserve them, Lord, in all their ways, Lord God. Restore unto them everything that the canker word called himself taken, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for Minister Cynthia giving us the word this morning that our love for you, O God, is so, so important. And, Lord God, knowing that you are always there for us, we thank you, Father, for ministering and strengthening through this woman of God. We ask that you provide everything she needs, restore unto her, Lord God, everything, Father, that may be shortcoming. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift. We ask that you bless those that are sick and shut in. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, for the bereaved. We ask that you comfort them like none other. We give your name praise and glory, Father, for restoring artists' life, Lord God, for strengthening the company and the founders and all that are partake of the company, Lord. We thank you for doing the work. It's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, TMC family, in order to hear this message again and share it with someone, that number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. Next coming up is the new morning motivational call, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Now, anyone that wants to be a part of our service at the extravaganza, please send information to info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will contact you. We definitely want you to be a part of and partake of that service. Well, thank you, Minister Ada, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord, and we thank you, Minister Cox, for reminding us loving the Lord is definitely not in vain. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you so much. Good morning. Again, I love the Lord with all my heart, with all my strength. In Jesus' name, let us say amen, amen. Go out and have a beautiful day, you guys. Thanks.